All right, Rich, you got about 4 minutes or so left. Let's do a review really quick of a car that you drove recently. 2024 Genesis G70 all-wheel drive 2.5T Sport Prestige. That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful, which basically you can just say, Dad, it is a Genesis G70. They've kind of come in two trim levels, the 2.5T or the 3.3T, which is just the engine size, right? The 3.3 has got the V6 in it. The 2.5T, which is the one we drove, has got a turbocharged four-cylinder in it. Works phenomenal. Price point, that's just under $50,000 for a luxury sedan that really does meet that. Now, here's the deal. You're going to look at this car and think, wow, this car is not $50,000. This car probably should be close to $70,000 just because of how it looks, the apportionments, the feel. Everything about this car feels luxurious. Hmm. The touchscreen, how it works, it's got like five different modes, if I'm not mistaken, on it as far as driving, from eco to comfort to sport plus to custom. You've got heated and ventilated front seats. Obviously, you know, dual zone climate control. The back seat, and you're going to laugh at this because I know you always do, not great for kids, although I did take to the kids to school all week in it. And it was fine, but it gets, you know, they're just normal boosters. It gets a little tight. And so if you've got some full-size adults, you're going to be a little bit hard-pressed to get that in it, you know, super, okay, you know, with a lot of room. However, Dad, again, price points, and then for me, it was a really fun car to drive. And I'm kind of leaving that part to last because you wouldn't think, and some people would say, well, you've got to get the bigger engine. Honestly, I was really impressed with the turbocharged four-cylinder. It ran really well. Even here at our altitude, it did a tremendous job at keeping up. You could merge into traffic without feeling, you know, like you're trying to, you know, come on, get up and go. You know, like you're right on a horse, you know, trying to get it to move. Was not the case. It worked really, really well.
Good-looking car, by the way.
That's the thing, and Dad, I got several comments about that, just because how they've configured the lights, how they look, and just the body lines of this car are really, really great. Yeah. Every G70 now has a performance braking system, which is really great. And it was first introduced in 2019. They haven't done a whole lot of changes on it. And so I encourage folks to check it out. Honestly, Dad, and, well, I guess I'm going to ask you really quick. You're looking at the car now.
Good-looking car.
First impressions to you are it's not too bad.
First impressions is the car should cost a lot more.
That was the thing for me. And I always play that game. And I will say this: Genesis wins this game pretty much 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
And that to me is the car looks like it should cost a lot more, and it doesn't. And that is a compliment, folks. I can't say it other than that. And all I can say is get out and test drive it. Some people will complain that the fuel economy is not great. It doesn't have a huge fuel tank in terms of size, Dad. And I'll be honest, I don't have great miles per gallon figures for folks.
20 and 28.
There you go. And this is a luxury sports sedan. I will say that. I'm not really buying this car for fuel economy. However, going with the turbocharged four-cylinder, you're going to do a little bit better. So I encourage folks, Dad, check this out. Get yourself in it. And if you're interested, and honestly, Dad, you're in the market for a luxury sports sedan, but you don't want to spend $60,000 plus, I encourage folks to check this out. I think that they'll really enjoy it. Head to your local Genesis dealer. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.